Grab your big book, your pen, your highlighter, and notepad, and get ready to hear and apply some of the solution from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous through the experience, strength, and hope of Nikki M. To have a question addressed in a future episode of Noodle It Out with Nikki, please send an email to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com, and Nikki is spelled with two K's. To get a more interactive experience with Nikki as she noodles out life and recovery questions using the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you can get a link to her weekly Noodle It Out with Nikki meeting held live on Zoom every Monday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The information to that meeting is in the show notes of this podcast. God morning, God afternoon, and God evening to all. My name is Justin B. I am the son of an all-powerful and all-loving God and a qualifying member of multiple fellowships, living in the miracle of recovery, and I'm here with the intelligent agent, spearhead of God's ever-advancing creation, and my co-host, Nikki M. Nikki, please tell us a little bit about what's going on in your life today.
Wow. Well, hi, everybody. I'm Nikki M., and I'm an intelligent agent, spearhead of God's ever-advancing creation. And what's happening today is I'm packing to go to Luxembourg. I leave on a 6 p.m. Toronto Eastern Standard Time flight, and I will be in my the man who God has chosen for me to serve. I'll be in his arms tomorrow, probably about 11 a.m. Luxembourg time. It's exciting. I mean, this is what happens, Justin, when you work a program. It's like I had just so everyone, if you don't know me, get to know me, but I had this little dream and God had a real big one for me, way bigger than mine.
And I love how God does for us those things that we can't do for ourselves. And that's a testimonial. If you hear Nikki's story about that sometime, I encourage you to incorporate it into your own recovery life and see how that works out for you. Guys, if you've listened to this and the other RICO 12 podcast before, you know about RICO 12. You know what we do. You know the different things that we have. If you wish to support us in any way financially, you can donate through RICO12.com/support. Just go check that out in the show notes. We're grateful for any help that's provided as we have a lot of projects going on here, and we're just grateful to be able to share these things. Now, grab your big book, a pen, a highlighter, and a notepad, and get ready to hear and apply some of the solution from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous from the experience, strength, and hope of Nikki M. If you have a question that you'd like us to address in the future, in a future episode of Noodle It Out with Nikki, please send an email to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com. We'll get to those questions as they come along. And to get a more interactive experience with Nikki as she noodles out life and recovery questions using the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you can get a link to her weekly Noodle It Out with Nikki meeting held live on Zoom every Monday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The information to that meeting is also in the show notes of this podcast. All right, so let's jump into a question for today. Nikki, I've got this question here that came to me just recently. And I'm going to read through this here, and then we'll address it. I'm still seeing how my addict life of the past is still leaving quite the wake, and the echoes are roaring through the lives of my loved ones. How can I forgive myself again when the echoes of the past continue to cause pain in the lives of those I love? Nikki, what's your experience, strength, and hope? What does the book say?
Wow. Well, the book says a lot. And, you know, Justin says, you know what we do here at RICO. So long story short, this is a recovery community and we are immersed into this way of life. And so that's number one. We have to remember we have accepted this lifestyle, Justin. So, you know, who's ever asking this question out there, it's like your past keeps, you know, echoing and coming up. And I think that's part of God's plan. I mean, we don't know better than God. So remember, everybody, when we come in here, this is a lifestyle. Because it says, you know, what does the book say? What does the book say? Even with a frog in my throat. Why always on a Monday? I think it's because I get so excited on our noodle meeting. And then I come here, we record, and it's like, But it says, what page was I going to? I can't remember, but let me get right into it. It says, Design for Living. That's where I was going, page 28. See, it says a new life has been given us. So first of all, I want to ask this person, are you really accepting the dictates of this book? Let's go deep here. I know we snorkel, we dive deep. I don't know what we're going to do right now, Justin. I don't know if we need a full air tank, but we got to go deep. It's like, you're going to get a new life. Full stop, says page 28. New life. It's going to be given. It's going to be given to you. And now there's further back, we read that there's a price that has to be paid. It means the destruction of self. But this is a design for living that works. That works even when Nikki, my echoes of my past keep coming up and I can't forgive myself. And I keep seeing how I affected my son's life, my daughter's life, my family's life, my mother's life. Yeah, even when that happens. Because you have to come in here, and this is radical. I said it this morning on the Noodle program, Noodle meeting, is that this is for spearheads. What Justin and I do, family, we don't mess with mediocre recovery, because we did that for a while. And I would invite our new friend who's asking this question, our old friend, this is not for the faint at heart. See, if you are getting drifted into this past life thinking, then you forgot that you have to, page 30, every day you need to smash the idea that you are like anyone on the planet. You have to smash the idea. Because why? Why do I have to do that, Nikki? Well, page 50 says that this happens, that you get diverted. Page 50 says, you get diverted by the ugliness of some of the trees. So see, in this moment, you're getting diverted by the ugliness of some of your past. And you're not allowed to get diverted. This is a real mission. A mission for what, Nikki? A mission and a purpose to serve God's people. And if we are drifting into the past, our book says on page 86, we must not drift. And it tells us why. It says you're going to diminish. So if you're, not only did you diminish your usefulness when you were active in your addiction, but now, friend, sister, brother, father, mother, coworker, you're going to literally diminish this moment? Haven't enough moments been diminished? Because on page 66, it says that to the precise extent that you permit what? Well, that you permit deep resentments, deep fears, deep thoughts about the past. You're going to squander the hours. My line out, Justin, says, because you and I, Justin, I'm just going to call it out. I think I'm a little older than you. I like to think I'm younger than all men on the planet, but I'm 50. So let's just say squander the decades, sir.
You got me beat by a year and a half, Nikki.
There we go. So okay. Okay. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems. There we go. You and I, I'm going to round you up. We're almost in our 50s. You're almost in your 50s. We're there. And guess what? We squandered a decade, Justin. We squandered a decade in addiction. So why are we going to squander even a minute thinking about our past? And I know, because you and I have talked about it. We talk about it always on the episode. Whenever any of the time anyone's bringing up their past and what they've done to their family, page 124 says, our past is our greatest asset. But Nikki, that doesn't help me when I'm watching it in real time and I'm watching my daughter break down or my mother break down because of the things I've done and the tornado and the, what does our book say? Let's say exactly what it says. It says on page 82, because of the hearts I've broken, because of the sweet relationships that are dead, because of the affections that have been unrooted, because of my selfish and inconsiderate habits that have kept not only the home, but everybody around me in turmoil. And then it says, the next sentence says, yeah, but you're unthinking if you think that your sobriety is just enough. See, you have to, again, page 63, take a sincere position every day, all day, to abandon yourself to this way of thinking. So what do you have to do? God is everything or God is nothing, page 53. And then upon awakening every morning, even though people around you are suffering, all the people that you've, what did you, the person say, the echoes of the past have come up and you can't forgive yourself. You don't get to do that here. Full stop. And if you want an easier, softer way, Nikki, where does it say that? It says it very clearly. You abandon yourself to this new way of what? Thinking. Page 85, is it 86, says our thought life. This is about your thought life. So why are you thinking about your past? Our thought life. So what do you have to do? You got to get more disciplined in your thinking is my suggestion. Page 88, what are you thinking about? Are you working and self-sacrificing? Work. It's work every day to smash the idea that you're like other people, that you do not get to drift off, that you have to stay here in the now. Because let's go real radical. Page 68 says you're in the world to play the role God assigned. And God obviously assigned you to be a lunatic addict. And it's funny, my rabbi said this. See where religious people are right. And as our friend David G said at the round table, not that they are right, where they are right. Not that they are right. So my rabbi, because I have, all kinds of spiritual leaders and iron sharpens iron around me. He said, someone was asking, why do I have addiction? Why was I given this disease of alcoholism? And the rabbi says, that's the only way you would turn to God. That's the only way I could get you to turn to me, says God, by giving you this. Because you were not willing to turn to me any other way. So you got the gift. And we hear it a lot, the gift of desperation. We got the gift of desperation. So why do you want to drift back into that when, again, I like to shove page 124 at my bum and turn it into a diamond. And it says, "It cling." I got to hold on to this thought that in God's hands, So what can I do now? My family's picking up, the habits of my old life. And I see my children acting out in behaviors that I used to, and they're suffering from what I did. Well, you could, as the book says, attraction, not promotion. You could practice these principles in all your affairs. You could share your experience, strength, and hope with them, because that's what it says here. You could share your experience, strength, and hope but that's for in a meeting, Nikki. Well, page 58 says our stories. Don't you share your stories with the people you love? It disclosed in a general way what I used to be like. I used to be a tornado in the lives of the people I love. I used to not be able to differentiate the true from the false. And I used to be driven by self-pity, self-seeking, and self-centeredness. And you know what, family? You may have seen that in me. But this is what happened. I gave my life to God. Oh, don't talk like dad. Don't talk like that. I'm busy watching the Kardashians, right? Okay. Well, that's what happened. Sorry that I'm just letting you know. You don't want to hear about God. The young generation. Well, this is what happened. I gave my life to love. I gave my life to being responsible. I know that's a new concept for this generation, but just, taking out the trash, doing the dues, get real simple, get to their level and then tell them what it's like now. When I get embarrassed, about what I did or said or that I acted out in a certain way. And thank God they didn't have social media when I was a child or a teenager, because I don't know how these kids are surviving. This is out there on the net forever. So, but what it's like now is that all that stuff that I did, all that horrible stuff I did, family, kids, coworkers, anybody that's echoing my past, or I'm having a hard time forgiving myself for what I said and did. I remember the truth. And then just so you guys know, whoever you're explaining it to, Justin, or whoever your sponsee would be, or even myself, I have to kind of in a general way share I'm in a program. That do they need to know it's Alcoholics Anonymous? No, they could know it's a program of, I help the community. I share in a general way. Like, the Salvation Army, but maybe they hate the Salvation Army. So it could be, well, in my local community, we do these things. We serve the homeless every Saturday. I go to these meetings. What are these meetings, Nikki? Well, and it depends. You can just, again, it says in a general way. It's anonymous, just in a general way. You find the meeting points. Is that starting to make sense to what we have to do every day? This is radical.
Yeah, absolutely, Nikki. And it's very, very easy for me to slide into this, the shoes of this question and think on that. And so many things that you shared really hit me hard. I think that one of the struggles that I may have would be, yeah, but why now are these people still suffering when I am relatively free, when I am relatively living that happy, joyous, and free life? Yeah.
This is a great question. Why are they still suffering? Let's dive deep. My brother, Justin B, it says, oh God, I got to get my book out. I want to say page 60. It says right here, and see, we're armed with the facts. It says any life. It doesn't say just an addict's life. It says any life run on self-will can hardly be a success. See, I'm armed with the facts. Number two, I've also page 112, I've read this book. So it says very clearly is that I be convinced that any life. So that's why I have to just look. The other day, prime example, my mom, she said something and she's untreated, doesn't have a solution. And she got all angry. I could see it. And so what did I do? Like, there it is, the effects of that. I instantly know that any life run on self-will could hardly be a success. Number one, she was listening to my conversation. You know, I'm loud when I sponsor in my home. I'm a full-time sponsor. My home office, aka the noodle studio, aka my bedroom. She can hear me screaming. And I said something like, I gave my mom my master bedroom. And then she only heard that. And then she came, well, what about the money I gave you, Nikki? She's feeling slighted that I didn't mention that my mom gave me money when she moved to Canada. Well, yeah, she did. She had a place to live. We had to redo some things around the house, mom. And I, you know, and then I could just see where it was going AWOL. Now, fast forward a couple days later, this is just this week, Justin. And then all of a sudden she sends me a letter. Well, I'm in the book, a remorseful mumbling that I'm sorry. She's swallowing in guilt and shame. All the things I do. I didn't even read the email that she sent me because it's the same thing. Oh, Nikki, I'm so proud of you. Nikki, you know, I'm sorry I act this way. It's the same thing that I used to do. So I don't get mad. I don't even respond to it. I'm not going to. It's the same. It's treadmill, the rat race, the same thinking, because she's not in a program. Any life run on self-will. So go deep with this. The people around you, Justin. So say you're, let's talk about you. Say you're doing something. The echoes of your past come up, and your wife, your children, someone in your family, even, you know, you have a big job and your employees or something comes up, right? All you have to do is look at them. Are their lives run on self-will? And I don't mean screaming around, running around in some religious rhetoric. I'm talking like my boyfriend when I said, what am I going to do? And he says, don't call me, ask God. Like, just ask God. I know his life is not run on self-will because he won't play into any of it. Go to God. When I'm asking my sponsors and they're just like, get to God. When I ask you, Justin, and sometimes you do say that, just get to God. What does God say? Not even what does the book say? What does God say? This is radical. So any life run on self-will. That's why here we are. Let me go deeper. I'm like, you know, I use my boyfriend. He's a real muse. He's like, he goes, I'm a watcher. The other day he said that to me. And I'm like, wait, what does that mean? Because when I first met him years ago, he goes, I'm special. He goes, I'm special. And I said, wait, Mr. Luxembourg. In English, in North America, when you walk around going, I'm special, you're very arrogant. Okay, really, because English is his worst language. So I thought he was getting confused with his other seven languages. And no, he wasn't. He meant it. I'm special. Now, Justin, I look at you right now and I'm looking at you and I mean, when I say it, I mean it. I'm special. Now, I know this because the consciousness of my belief has come to me. So when he said I'm a watcher, and I thought, oh, well, if he's special, I can be special. I want to be a watcher too. Well, what does our book tell us to do? Let's go deep on this one. Our book on step 10 tells us, let me get to the page. I think it's page 85. 84-85, it tells us we continue to watch. Watch. Oh, it's on page 84. Continue to watch. Are you watching to see if the people who you think you're affecting, and even though I'm sober, they should be great and everybody should be great because I'm sober? No. Any life run on self-will can hardly be a success, says our book. So I just need to watch for ... Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And it's so helpful. So helpful. Thank you for the reminders of, you know, other people's lives, though I may have affected it, though I may have been that tornado, you know, whether it's me, whether it's anybody else that has torn through it, their reaction, their response, their decisions moving forward are not mine. Watch that. Any life run on self-will, any life run on self-will can hardly be a success. And I love the continue to watch for these things. Thank you so much, Nikki. For all of you out there, man, dive into the big book, dive into the solution, put it into action, because it's not the steps we talked about. It's not the steps we read. It's the steps we took. And if I'm not putting things into action, they're not doing me or anybody else any good. Same thing with each of you out there listening. Keep coming back, everybody. This program, these steps, these concepts and principles work when I work them. So work it. You are worth it.